questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammadpour. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Nur Muhammadpour, for today's discussion, we want to talk about a very controversial question, and that is especially regarding the punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. It is believed that we can say an oppressor will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, and different formats have been mentioned for this kind of punishment. Sometimes say, for example, it is a hell fire, he'll be on fire, he'll be burnt, or he'll be, we can say, these are some of the extreme formats of punishment for an oppressor in Islam. First of all, let's talk about the definition of punishment of Islam on the Day of Judgment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it, as we say, burning? Is it the same burning that we have in this world? As we say, putting on fire, is it the same fire? First, let's talk a little bit about the, the nature of this kind of punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we'll go to our next questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment, actually we have a lot of verses of Noble Quran dealing with the concept of punishment. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, we can say that the whatever we do in this world, that in this physical world that we are living, in the Day of Judgment we receive it exactly as we have done it. But unfortunately, we cannot see the reality of our actions. For example, they mentioned that one of the examples is eating the property of the orphan. You think that, for example, when I wanted to eat the property of orphan and to have some transgression to that orphan, I think that I'm consuming this food, for example, or I'm consuming the wealth of this orphan, and I wanted to waste it and I, you know, spend it for myself. But the reality of that is fire, you know.
Yes.
But we do not see, because we are limited in this physical world.
Yes.
And we cannot see the reality of our actions. When we transfer to the Day of Judgment, we face the reality of our action, nothing else.
Yes.
The reality of eating up the property of orphan is fire, mm-hmm. according to the verse of Noble Quran. Or, for example, when we steal the money and the property of other individuals, it has a reality attached to that. And in the Day of Judgment, we face the exact reality of that. Okay?
So we, our eyes are not capable of seeing the reality of our actions and the negative aspects, especially of our actions in this world, isn't it?
Exactly. Okay. Or, for example, about the backbiting of a Muslim.
Yes.
Okay? When you want to backbite, unfortunately, some people do that. The reality of that is eating up the dead body.
Or the flesh.
Eating up the, yes, flesh and the corpse of a, for example, your brothers.
Your Muslim brother.
Okay?
That's right.
Your Muslim brother. But unfortunately, we do not see that, mm-hmm. the reality of that. But in the Day of Judgment, we face the reality of that. Okay? So it is very important to focus about the some kind of evil actions. If we give it a thought, if we think about that, the reality of that, I think we easily avoid committing those evil actions.
That's all right. And you didn't answer my question yet. That is it the same burning that we have in this world?
Of course, maybe it has some similarity with that.
Uh-huh.
Because according to the Shia school of thought, the day of judgment is, is physical. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it has some similarity of to this physical world, but much higher than that. You know, mm-hmm. Of course, we do not want to say that we do not have comprehensive and you know inclusive information about the day of judgment. Okay. So we have to confess that our information and our studies about the Day of Judgment is very much limited. But we can say this point that first of all, the Day of Judgment is much higher form of the punishment or reward. You can receive it in the Day of Judgment. So it has some similarity with this physical world, but much higher and prior to this in a very high rank of the physical punishment or reward. The punishment is not limited to the Day of Judgment. Uh-huh. For example, the punishment for the oppressor is both in this world and the hereafter.
Okay.
For example, we have different narrations that he said that oppression, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that man jara qusima umruh. Mm-hmm. If you have oppression to some people, your life and your age would be shortened.
Yes.
Okay. Is one of the consequences of the oppression.
Okay.
Another one, he said that ad bidulmu tazulu na'am. If you have oppression to some people, your blessing and the mercy of Allah would be taken away from you.
Okay.
You know, referring to your wealth, your property, your own, children. Mm-hmm. You do not enjoy having this kind of property or children. Different kind of disaster coming to you.
Okay.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take away some of the blessing from the oppressor.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a lot of consequences.
Yes.
Or for example, man jara ahlakahu jawruh. If you have injustice and oppression and transgression to some people, this transgression would remove you. Your transgression would make you perish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Insha'Allah, you'll find your way. So it has a lot of physical consequences for you even in this world. Okay, it is one point. Another point is that talking about the operation, sometimes one of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is istidraj. What does it mean, istidraj? Which means gradual punishment. Very interesting for my dear listeners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes he said that I respite, I give some time and respite for the oppressor in order to have the gradual punishment for them. Okay?
Yes.
You think that he has a lot of blessing, he has a lot of wealth, property, I have everything and I've done it via injustice, via stealing, okay?
Yes.
But actually, this is a gradual punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But
mm-hmm.
that oppressor does not understand that. You think that, or she thinks that I'm very, for example, intelligent, I can steal, I can do a lot of harm to the people, but no consequences. But in the same time, that individual is stuck in the gradual punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suddenly take away whatever he or she has and he would perish. And, this is a gradual punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that, for example, in one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. If they have forgotten the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I gave them all mercy and blessing. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرْهُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. While they are happy by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I suddenly take away whatever I have gave them, my mercy and blessing from them, you know, suddenly I take it away while they are in a, you know, depression, and they while they are hopeless of my mercy.
That's right.
So this is one of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Do we have any Quranic ayahs or verses showing, for example, the exact punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an oppressor on the Day of Judgment?
Yes, we have about this issue. For example, one of this I mentioned about the istidraj, and of course we have some verses of the Noble Quran talking about those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the grave punishment in the Day of Judgment for those people who are oppressors. Okay, mm-hmm. In different verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. There is a grave punishment for those people who do injustice and oppression for the people.
And still the oppressed person, the mazloom, will see the punishment of the zalim on the Day of Judgment. Is the chance given to him to see such, for example, a scene that his rights is given back to him?
Yes, more than that. Uh-huh. For example, in the verse of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْدُرُونَ هَلْ ثُبَّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. They are on the best chairs. They are sitting, you know, talking about the oppressed people. Yes. And they are looking at the oppressor, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had punished them or not. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, they have kind of fun looking at this oppressor, and they want to check whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done his punishment toward them or not. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sure, you know, is kind of metaphoric point here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sure would do that, but the chance would be given for those oppressed people. They make fun of the oppressor, and they witness the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them.
That's all right. Okay. But regarding the punishment for zulm in this world, we can say there are so many people who believe that, for example, this world is the last residing place, and when you perish and when you die, everything is finished, so there is no compensation for your deeds or something like that. There is no punishment, so let's do whatever you want. But as you said, Muslims believe that Prophet Muhammad and the Holy Quran believe that even in this world, you have to answer for your deeds, isn't it?
Exactly.
So what is the quality of this type of answering?
You know that, first of all, some people, when they have this kind of imagination, is they do not understand the reality of this world and the hereafter. It is very important, you know, to look at this transient world, that this world is passing very quickly, people getting old and die one day. So how can I rely on this transient world? You see, talking about those people who have oppression toward people, as I said, they have a lot of punishment even in this world. Mm-hmm. For example, in the verse of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ. If you know, but whoever disregards my remembrance, for sure there is a wretched life for them. Mm-hmm. This wretched life can be mentally, can be physically, can be via, you know, distress, stress, different kinds of, you know, mental problem, and any kind of problem that you imagine for those people who are, you know, committing the crime and oppression toward people.
That's right.
You know, sometimes they have a lot of greed to this material life. They are under the pressure of different kinds of problems. They are frightened by this life. They want to, you know, they are fearful of losing this material blessing. All of these considered to be from wretched life. They do not enjoy their life. For those people, you know, for those people who are oppressed, maybe we think that they have all kinds of property, they have wealth, money, but unfortunately, they do not enjoy that. And this is a meaning of ma'ishatan danka, wretched life.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Nurmapur, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن